Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome back to the Soap Cinema Club, and it's episode number 17. Soap Cinema Club. No, I did that wrong. I'm Colson Smith.
It's really your podcast, isn't it? Hello, I'm Colson Smith, and welcome to my podcast.
I'm Colson Smith, and I'm joined by
Jeffrey Shepherd.
Ben Price.
But he's dressed as Nick Tilton again.
I'm on my lunch, and I've got a sandwich, and I'm dressed in a three-piece suit.
He's in the full waistcoat,
I'm giving
pink
it the
shirt,
full Nick Tilsley.
Looking like a factory owner.
Nick Tilsley only wears a suit, doesn't he? I took the tie off, because I'm doing a podcast.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together and educate each other on the films that we should have seen, but we haven't. Each week we get together and we watch a film that one of us has picked for each other. The beauty of our film club is that anyone can join in. All you need to do is watch along at home and then come back and listen on Thursday. This week's film has been picked by me, and it's Stuart Little. But before we get into talking about all things Stuart Little, how's your week been, boys?
Mine's been a bit bland, really. I haven't really done anything this week.
You got up?
Yeah.
Right, let's talk about Stuart Little.
Been at work?
Yeah, not much.
Been at Audi?
I had my girlfriend's mum and sister, they moved house, so we had to help them on Friday.
I heard about that this morning.
It's awful, isn't it, moving house?
Pain.
I think it is the most... I mean, there's the top three stresses. There's the
divorce.
Moving house. Oh, no, I wasn't going to say that one.
Oh, divorce is pretty
not that stressful.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Is that not stressful?
Yeah, I guess it is.
I think it's divorce.
No.
Moving house.
No, it's...
death.
It's,
well, I suppose it's
no,
stressful.
No. It's wedding.
Yeah.
It's moving house.
Yeah.
And it's childbirth.
No, it's divorce, dude.
It's oh, is it divorce? It's not childbirth. Not stressful.
Well, I don't know. No, that is. Oh, wow. No, that is. I'm not going in there. I know it's stressful. I know it's very stressful and very difficult. But also divorce. Top four.
Do you remember moving out of ours? How difficult that was.
That was a pain in the ass.
That was. And you know what? So we left it obviously the last day to do it, and it was before Christmas. No, it wasn't.
No, it was after 4th of Jan or something.
Yeah, so we had a day, didn't we, to get everything moved out. So, and we had to give the keys by 4 o'clock that day. Jack, at 10:30, reveals that he's off for a facial and leaves me and Freddie to it. Comes back 2 hours later after we've been slaving around.
Good work.
Well,
but you've always got the elephant in the room, which is the fucking enormous television.
Yeah.
So but, everything but can be moved... and it's bigger than a sofa.
Yeah.
But the TV came useful because we used the box from the TV, didn't we, to cart things up and down, basically.
Yeah.
Because
we
had my car and Jack's car boots open. Freddie had packed his because Freddie was also going back to Yorkshire. But mine and Jack's was all going to the same place. So we were packing stuff full of... and then having to do trips and coming back. But the TV box we used to do the bin runs and... we binned a lot of stuff. Mm. And I remember when we first moved in, Jack's kids decided that we should keep all the cardboard boxes so that they could build with them. So we had a whole room full of cardboard boxes.
I remember that room in your old flat that had no windows, and you kept trying to get me to sleep in there.
What did we call it?
The hole.
The hole. And you went, no, don't worry, Ben, because when I came back to work, you said, you don't need to get a hotel. You can have the hole.
You can have the spare room.
And it was there were no windows.
It was the size of a telephone box, and it just squeezed a little
just squeezed
single
the bed
in.
But
No windows, no plug sockets. So, no light whatsoever.
No loo.
As soon as that door shut, you're in the hall.
You were locked in.
And you loved it for migraines, didn't you? You thought it worked a treat.
Well, yeah. When I got migraines, I used to go in the hall. I mean, you went to bed at 6 o'clock at night and you woke up and it's November.
Everyone else has got a tank on, it's 80 degrees. I wouldn't know. I've been in the hall hibernating with a migraine.
I used to use it for like hangover sleeps, and whilst we're on the topic of hangover sleeps, I think I've told you both this actually. I think so. Saturday, obviously, I had a big night, and I got back to Manchester on Sunday, and I was tired. But I was coming back. I was gonna eat. I was gonna get stuff ready for work. I went to bed at 6 p.m. and slept through till 5:30 a.m.
Oof,
6 p.m. bed gone, flat out.
Yeah, but you can tank. You have a mid sleep, don't you? Sometimes an afternoon sleep.
Yeah, I like a nap. If I've got a day off, as a reward, I have a nap.
It's a reward for being alive.
Well done. Well,
I've done well today. Pat on the back. I got up. I'm going back to bed. I've got up. I've walked around. I've fiddled with myself on the sofa. I've had some breakfast. I've played cricket. You're always playing cricket, which I got annihilated at, by the way. You're always at the whacker, and then straight off for another nap. How long do you nap for? 20 minutes or an hour?
Oh, no, like an hour, maybe an hour and a half.
Do you not feel rough when you wake up?
And I kind of do it as a bit of a reward, like if I achieve something, I go and have a nap.
Ooh.
Don't know. And, to be fair,
I have a nap. I'm blown away. I'm tired.
I actually did deserve the long sleep on Sunday because I saved 7 lives.
How?
You'll be amazed. So at my cricket club on the Sunday, we had heart screenings with a charity called Cardiac Risk in the Young.
Right.
And we had 106 heart screenings, and 7 of them had problem hearts. So they all basically had their life saved. And I put that event on.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, right. So what, there were chronic heart conditions they were about to die from?
No, so what happens is Cardiac Risk in the Young is 14 to 34.
Yeah.
It's basically problem hearts in the young, and you don't know you've got it.
No.
So, okay. So is that why someone suddenly died?
It's normally it's associated with fitness, and you know, I think it's more common in boys.
Yeah,
it's associated with fitness.
Oh, that's a really good thing to do.
So that's why we hosted it at the cricket club, because it was quite suited. And a person I used to sit next to at Ellen Road died of it in his like mid 20s.
My auntie's brother died of it.
Did he?
Yeah. It's an hereditary thing, I think, isn't it?
I think it can be.
Heart condition can
because
be.
I know at one of their screenings previously, they found 3 brothers who all had the issue. Yeah. But yeah, so we tested 107 people and we tested 106 and we found 7 problem hearts. So that is like it's
so good. you weren't that bloody sleep that day, didn't you?
You weren't that nap. Did you check your heart on the nap?
Yeah. No.
He's doing 1 beat an hour. You've gone to a bed. Boom. Boom.
I enjoyed my nap.
What were you doing?
So we made a film, didn't we, Jack?
Years ago.
Years ago. When was it? 2016. So I've made with some other boys and girls from work, actually, short films. We made the second one, and we're about to do the fourth one, and we've been trying to cast this fourth film. And because our podcast is about films and whatever, it's really hard.
Mm.
It's really, really difficult. We've got to cast 2 young girls. We did a whole day of casting. And you forget, when you're acting every day like we all are, it's really difficult to get the right people.
Yeah. Yeah, especially kids as well, because that's such a niche, isn't it?
Yes.
You need to find Elliot from E.T.
Yes.
The kid from Kramer versus Kramer.
You two are kid actors.
Mm. But yeah, trying to find them.
Yeah, trying to find.
He's hard.
Yes. And I didn't think it was going to be. And then, if they're any good, everyone else wants them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's not as many of them.
There's not as many. So that's been. So I think it was just more. Even getting to the stage, we've had to put the film back, so it was meant to start last week, and we can't do it till November. So even getting it filmed, you'd think that bit would be the easy bit, but starting filming, we didn't have anyone.
No.
So we had to put it back. So that was my week. I was a bit stressed, if I'm honest.
But you're on with starting it.
I think, but, you know, we found someone who you suggested and Jack had worked with, who was fantastic, But then they're waiting on another big job.
Mm. It's because there's not that many role. There's not that many good roles for child actors. You know that they're all bit parts, and it's rare that.
And it's an interesting tying in with Stuart Little. It's that thing of a bit like you, Jack, or you, Coulson, is being a child but being in an adult environment, doing adult hours, understanding what that is, but then going back to being a child. That's really hard.
Yeah.
Speaking of child actors, Stuart Little. Stuart Little, who gives a synopsis? Me, isn't
you
it?
Do.
Yeah,
you.
Do.
It's a tough one. It's a tough synopsis.
So Stuart Little is a film about a boy who wants a little brother. So the parents decide to adopt, don't they? This is where it gets a bit weird, isn't it?
They decide to...
I don't remember how weird this was.
They decide to adopt. What do they decide to adopt?
So they go to the adoption centre... Full of kids, loads of kids, and instead they adopt
Annie.
A mouse.
It's like but it's the way no one turns around. You said to me, there's all these kids. I said, but what do they know the mouse? And you went, no, he's up for adoption.
Right, let me finish
the
synopsis.
Go on.
So they adopt this mouse and take him home. And the brother...
He talks, the mouse.
The mouse can talk. The brother is upset because he wanted to be a big brother, but not a big brother to a mouse. Anyway, so the story is the friendship between the big brother and the little brother, and the little brother is a mouse, and it's about how they get closer and form this bond.
But the undercurrent of the disturbing undercurrent is they have a cat.
They have a cat.
Who hates Stuart.
Who hates Stuart.
What's it called? Snowball?
Snowball. The cat is Snowball. The big thing that you... just Google what the kid's name is.
It's Jonathan Limpdick.
He's George.
George Limpdick.
George Little. Ben's nodding his head.
George. Oh,
award-winning.
Can we just say
Ben.
That he's going to try and cut it out? It's award-winning Ben.
We'll keep saying it. He's going to cut it out. Award-winning producer.
Don't
Ben.
Cut it out. We'll keep saying it.
So yeah, the film is basically a story of how George Little becomes a brother to Stuart Little, and that is the film. Obviously, there's complications.
The massive problem I've got with the film.
You had a problem. I didn't notice that last
it's
night.
Just,
when we
it's just
it.
that no one does say it's a mouse. They adopt the mouse thinking it's a child. And they never sort of like say, oh yeah, we know it's not a human.
And the also problem I have is he gets stuck in that fucking washing machine. Mm. The spin cycle doesn't start. I'm like, no, he's dead. They give him like 10 minutes. He's bashing on the glass. And then she answers the door. Mm.
See,
and they're dressing the same as them.
They go to a toy shop to try and get toy clothes for him.
It is the only bit when I was watching it, I don't remember.
It being that shit.
No. I'm not going to say it was shit. I'm not going to say
your face,
it was
you can't. Your face was absolutely beaming.
Oh, yeah, you was,
when
you
they were doing that boat race.
He had a full on
Cheshire, full on Joker. I am loving this. You had blanket, you had some sweets, we had some hula hoops. Oh, the boat bit's good.
I didn't remember the story. So I've not watched this for a long time, but me and my sister used to watch it quite a lot. And I didn't remember the story of how they adopted a mouse. And going back and now watching it as a 21-year-old, when I probably last watched this as an 8-year-old, I did go, oh, that's a bit weird. They've just adopted a mouse. And they're acting like
it's
a normal child.
Well, he does that weird thing.
Only the kid realises.
Or the family come to meet the new brother.
And it's a mouse.
And he comes down the stairs. And it's a mouse. And they go, this is Stuart.
And they go, oh,
and they
great.
Go, oh, Stuart, not... Are you fucking mad? You've adopted a rodent.
The kid does. The kid says, I wanted to be a big brother, but
not a
mouse.
Yeah, he went, I didn't want a pet.
Yeah.
And but also, like, they don't turn around and go,
no, they just
hold
say,
on.
It's your brother.
It fucking talks. Why doesn't someone go, hold on, if he can talk, can other animals talk? Mm.
Snowball does.
Snowball
doesn't talk to the humans.
No.
Whereas do you reckon somebody has pitched that film without it
isn't
being
it a
mouse.
Book? It's a book, I think.
No,
isn't it?
It's a book, I think.
And it's a mouse in the book.
It's a mouse. I think they've done the mouse in the book, but I think they've pulled the cat bit in to help the film have an undercurrent, I would have thought. I bet it's a mouse in the book, isn't it?
Jack will know when we get onto trivia. It'll be in his stats. We all quite enjoyed Snowball. I don't think either of you can
Nathan
deny
Lane.
That.
Nathan Lane, very good actor.
Very good.
You're not denying that.
No,
when,
no.
When
no,
Snowball came it. In, you liked it.
I liked
it.
Him. I liked him. I liked that story, actually.
Yeah, do you want to... Should we explain that story? Because yes. We obviously didn't touch on it in the synopsis. Yeah.
So basically, Stuart gets in the house. There's a cat there. The opening shot is the cat eats Stuart straight away.
Yeah.
They say, don't do that. Naughty
he's your
cat.
Brother.
He's your brother. He's like, hold on.
And the bit that Snowball struggles with is that the mouse shouldn't have a pet cat.
Yeah.
Because the mouse is put on a pedestal above the cat, which in the animal tree or whatever it's called.
Well, cat should kill mouse.
A cat should kill mouse.
Then they're worried that Stuart is cat's mate's. He's worried about his mate seeing that he's got a pet mouse.
Yep.
And he's going to laugh at him. So he goes to an alley cat and says, can you get rid of Stuart Little?
Yes. What's the alley cat called? Mr. Muggles, Mr.
Snuffles.
Oh God,
we got a fan?
No. The whole podcast changed here. Award winning producer Ben has just told us the cat is called Snowbell. Not
wow.
Snowball.
Snowball's better.
Let's call it Snowball. If you watch the film and you
Snowbell.
Think it's called Snowbell, it's now called Snowball.
I think Snowball's better.
I think Snowball's
better.
But
it probably is Snowbell thinking about it.
What's Snowbell? Where's that from?
It's a like a flower, isn't it, Snowbell? So hold on, carry on. So the cat
says, wants to kill the mouse.
Yeah.
So then he goes to a street cat and finds out a way that he can kill this mouse. You know, it's a bit underlined cats are gangsters.
It is Snowbell. I've just checked.
It's Snowbell. Oh, Ben's loving it. Top producer.
What's the other? What are the street cats
What's
called?
What's the street cat called?
Smokey. There's two. Is Monty... He's just going on to IMDb.
Okay. I do have some trivia about this film,
actually. Hang on, just wait.
Someone's woken up.
It's bad trivia.
So, of course, match the film.
Hold on.
Kimmy's doing the cat story.
He goes to the alley cats, which is Smokey and Monty, and he basically says he wants rid of the mouse.
Yeah.
And what the plan to get rid of the mouse is by getting two of the gangster mouse from downtown Brooklyn to come and pretend that they're his parents.
Yes.
So they go and pretend they're his parents and, you know, they take him away with him and he goes to have a normal mouse life. However, we then find out...
Plot twist.
They're not his parents.
His parents died.
His parents died.
What did they do? They died in a supermarket accident. Some tins of food fell off.
What was it? Chicken soup. Chicken soup.
That
they
fell
died
on
in
them
a chicken soup
them.
Accident.
That was a sad moment, wasn't it?
It was a sad moment.
I turned
it
over to felt... get to sleep at one point.
Right. Obviously, early on, in the first 10 minutes, Jack had announced that this film was shit. So what was wrong with it?
That premise... It would have been fine.
You couldn't get past that it was a
if
mouse.
If they'd said,
talked.
Hold on, if just they turned to each other
and said,
is that fucking mouse talking?
Yeah.
And they went, yeah. And they went, what's going on here? And they go, look, don't worry about it. I know I'm a talking mouse. I need a home. Actually, I think that would have solved it.
And they never, I mean, they go to adopt a child and they come home with a mouse, but they don't sort of realise it is a mouse.
But then the woman who does the adoption says, be careful. We've had a lot of problems of people not adopting
from their own species.
From their own species.
Yeah. What?
It's not a vet, love.
I know.
It's not a cattery.
Do you think that's the adult brain? Do you think if you're watching
the adult brain?
I think even a child's brain goes, that fucking mouse is talking. Yeah, I mean, it's a child. I think actually it's a good point. It's a child's film, isn't it? Because you obviously didn't think anything at eight.
Midway through,
it's fine.
I did say to you, oh, if this hasn't got a Hawking, number two's better. And Jack went, there's a number two.
And you went, there's three.
There's three.
Oh, God.
But hold on, Coulson. What I'm interested in is why you picked this film.
Because I wanted to see it, and I hadn't seen it for ages. That's why.
Okay.
And, you know, I thought, I'm going to watch this film, so I might as well watch it with you and do it on a podcast.
Okay.
It's a film that I...
I suppose what I was trying to find out was what was the particular bit that you really loved about it when you were eight. That's what I'm trying to find out.
I think it's probably obvious for anyone to work out what an eight-year-old would love about that film.
I'm not so sure.
Not so sure.
Do
you not think?
The boat race?
again, it's the same sort of story strands that I like.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
something that's going wrong at the start.
Yeah.
And then it turns really nice. Let's talk about the brother relationship. Oh shit. Yeah.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Let's talk about the brother relationship. So, obviously, George doesn't like Stuart. He's not impressed. George
Jerry
is
Maguire
downstairs.
George is the kid from Jerry Maguire.
The human head weighs 10 pounds. Is it him? I think it is, isn't it?
I ain't got a clue what you're on about. So he's living downstairs. Stuart's living upstairs. They're not getting along. There's no like brotherly connection. And then as the film kind of develops, they start getting along. You know, they start
the
playing with each other.
It's the boat race is the pivotal.
And it's the boat race
the
is
boat
the
race,
together.
And I loved the boat race. The boat race Glad is the pivotal. Did. The boat race was epic. Jack
Explain
loved
the boat race for those that didn't watch too little.
They fight. The kid is making a little boat with his dad. And they've got to sail it. And they're going to sail it in a competition. And it's remote control. And he says to Stuart, pass the remote control, Stuart. Stuart can't lift it.
Remote control's obviously bigger than a mouse.
Bigger than a mouse. He tries to. He drops it. Someone stands on it. Remote control broken. Kid starts crying. Stuart, you've ruined everything. Cut to Stuart on the boat. Giving the old America's Cup on the boat. He's going solo. He's on his own in the boat, isn't he?
Mm. Yeah. Sailing it.
Sailing it.
You all smiled at that.
Well,
you did.
Then it becomes a boat race. Proper full-on boat race.
I mean, that you can quite clearly see what 8-year-old Coulson got out of it. And, you know, there were bits where I still enjoyed that.
You loved it. Your face was like beaming.
Right. So what other than the fact he's a mouse that talks?
What other than the shit fact that the premise of the film doesn't work?
This film was pretty much offered to every single actor and actress going... Michelle Pfeiffer, DiCaprio,
gone back to casting.
Chevy Chase, everyone.
And no one did it?
No, Coulson. They all turned it down.
Why?
Because it's a talking mouse.
But Michael J. Fox is a big actor.
Well, yeah. No, he was always considered for the voiceover as Stuart. I'm talking about Hugh Laurie's part and Gina Davis's part.
Okay. They're not very good either. Let's talk about human acting. Taking away from the mouse, ignore the mouse as in the film.
Human acting.
How's that for
because
you?
Because probably all they're doing in their head is going, what the fuck am I doing? Yeah. I'm looking at something and it's not there.
I think the kid's very good.
I think he was a real, real good child actor. I'm not sure if he still does it now.
I don't know if he does, but I think he builds a good friendship. To say he's acting with something that isn't there and isn't real.
Yeah.
I think it's believable and, you know, it pulls on the heartstrings a little bit, definitely.
But isn't that interesting that the fundamental premise of that film is cack now? So are we saying if I showed my kids, you showed your kids, do you think they'd pull that up?
I don't think they would.
Do you know what? Maybe you should try it and just see if one of them turns around and goes, but it's a mouse at all.
I think mine are a bit old now. I think you should watch it again, Jack. With
oh no, don't.
No, you
I watched.
Should.
Well, we'll watch number two. I think I remember number two being better, but now when we think about it, maybe that's just because you've accepted the fact that it's a mouth that talks, and you get on with it, which you two could not do throughout the whole film. Even an hour in, Jack was going,
I think it was the premise.
But it's a mouse, and they're talking.
But no one else is saying anything about it. They're all like, they buy him
Where's
a bike.
Where's your brother? Where's your brother?
Okay.
And all that. Was...
Ratatouille, very good film. That
cartoon?
Is a rat that cartoon? Talks to people.
Cartoon.
Though. But it still talks to humans.
Yeah, but I don't. Do the humans respond?
They don't.
I don't.
They
think
don't
they
know.
Do.
That's the whole point. They don't know it's him, the rat doing it.
Does but can
no?
So they don't communicate over human language.
I don't think.
Language.
I don't think
the whole
think
point
they
is
do.
It's this. These rats. Ratatouille is very good.
Mouse Hunt. Brilliant film. The mouse doesn't talk, and the human doesn't talk back to it.
There is an issue in that adoption scene. When they're looking at kids, I was a little bit confused because I went, I don't remember the film being like this. And then when it went, hi, I know you're probably looking at what kid to adopt. I'm Stuart. And it pans down to like a mouse. I was a little bit like, oh, okay. And I think probably that moment there was 8-year-old Coulson's.
I think it was 8-year-old Coulson going, I wish I had a talking mouse.
Mm. No, it was probably more my dream shattering. Because that's not how I remembered it.
Oh, right.
Like it, in the
you
film,
just didn't take that bit in.
Yeah, no, I hadn't remembered it. If you'd have asked me last week,
how does Stuart?
And I'd just say, oh, it's about a mouse that lives with a family.
I wish I was an 8-year-old Coulson. Would have been great.
Does sound really pink and fluffy to be in your
yeah,
life when
sounds
you're
8-year-old.
Nice.
Oh, there's a talking mouse.
Right. Anything else? Anything you're going to talk about that you liked, anything that you'd change, or are you really?
I tell you,
so
it wasn't
it.
We Bought a Zoo for me, it was better than that.
Okay,
it's better than that.
I like the cat bit,
Papadopoulos.
Oh, well, that was way better than that. I mean, that was awful.
Okay,
I liked the cat bits, I did like that.
Cats
I tell
good.
You why, because it was in the same film then,
yeah,
because the cats are talking to the cats what? And the cats
yeah, yeah,
can't
yeah.
talk
What's
to the
that
humans.
Film?
Cats and Dogs.
Cats and Dogs. So it was the same then, yeah. And then that was fine, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I agree. I think. The issues are when there's scenes where the mouse is talking to the humans.
Yeah.
When it's animal on animal, it's
fine.
When it's animal on
yes.
human, it's a bit weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And probably that wasn't helped.
But also,
by
what was
Hugh
a bit
Laurie
weird was them trying to make out he's
that it's
some
normal.
Way he was human. Mm. Like not realizing he was tiny, putting him in a big bed.
Yeah, and
they tucked him up in a massive bed. Night, Stuart. It's a mouse in a bed, and then
the uncle buying him the bike.
Yeah. And then there was a bit
pajamas
where he ended up in their bed, and she went, "Oh!" And he went, "Hi, Stuart's in my bed." Wouldn't you turn around and go, "What the hell are you doing, yeah. dude?"
There's a mouse in my bed.
There's a mouse in my
there's
pants.
There's a rat in my kitchen. What am I gonna do?
So it was that. It was that bit. I think. Jack, was there any other bits you really liked?
No.
Right. Let's go in with the... do you know what? You know how I normally get pissed off and a little bit arsy?
Yeah, I don't...
I'm
I
not
don't,
gonna.
No.
Just you can't. You can't
hit me with your ratings. Let's go. Go on.
No, it's you first, dude.
It's you first.
Film.
It's your film.
Oh, is it? Do you know what?
We're Stuart... well happy there, aren't we? Yeah, Jack's well happy. Oh.
Stuart Little, you let me down. You're not. Ooh. You're not what...
You remember.
You're not
what you remember.
I remembered. I reckon it came out in 2000, so I reckon the first time I watched it, I'll have been 4, and I'm going to give it a 4. I mean, it's not what I thought. It's not what I remember.
But were you really... When you suggested Stuart...
I can't believe he's given his own film.
And we sat down with some pizza, which is very good, actually. We sat down with some pizza to watch it. Did you really, in your imagination, think, this is an 8 all day long?
I genuinely wanted to see it. I was looking forward to watching it.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like something like Rugrats that I've not seen for ages.
So do you
that
think,
I decide that I
is
want
it the,
to watch.
Is it, rather than the film... Is it the feeling the film gave you that you're trying to get back?
Yeah. I want to be.
I like that.
I want to be happy
I like
again.
That. I like that.
I want to be back where I was
yes.
when I was
you
4.
You want to be 8. Yeah.
You
yeah.
want to be 8. So, a film is emotional to you.
Yeah.
It's an emotional connection, and you've got older, and that emotional connection
has
to that
changed.
Film has changed.
Yeah.
Hence,
I feel a bit sorry for him now.
I'm still going into it, aren't I? Just still pushing. So the emotional connection's lost.
I don't know if you're trying to make me cry or not.
Don't cry. Well, no cry, actually. Because...
No. Right. Go on, Jack. Ratings before I get emotional.
Oh, I tell you, this is going to be an absolute... I tell you what,
but
hold
you
on.
Don't have to lower... You don't have to go no, lower because I've said
no,
four.
I'm not. I think it's a 5 for me. Yeah. Which is a bad score. It's a bad score for any film. 5. Yeah.
5? You've given it a 5?
Yeah.
Why have you gone so high?
You think that's high?
I do for you.
Right, 5. Go on then. Let's hear your rating, if that's what you've said.
Well, you are slightly pissed
it's
off.
It's not.
Then. No, I genuinely couldn't care.
I'd hover around probably
I'm
similar
more,
to you.
I'm more pissed
you know
off
what,
with
actually,
you a little than
I'm
going to
give
am.
It 4. Because 4. There were elements that I did like.
Yeah, no, I
the cats,
there were still bits I
the
enjoyed.
The boat race, they were good.
It's not rock bottom.
It's not bottom of the leaderboard. What is that? 4 add 4 is 8 add 5.
13.
Yeah, I think Papadopoulos is 12 or 10.
11.5,
something like that.
Something.
Right. So, yeah, Stuart Little. A bit of an anticlimax for me, actually. I'm a bit disappointed.
A bit down after that, I think.
I'm more down after doing the podcast than I was after watching
the
film.
Because we've gone into it a bit.
Because now we've gone into it and I've realised that it wasn't the same film that I watched as a kid.
Do you realise you're not 8 anymore?
Maybe. Right, what am I watching next week? Which probably I would rather watch Stuart Little again, because that hour and 20 for me flew by. Like I still, do you know what I mean? It still had that bit of, I was excited for it. But it didn't give me what I thought it was going to give me.
So, the film that we are going to watch next week is When Harry Met Sally.
Jack told me about this yesterday.
Well, I didn't tell you about it yesterday. I said, have you seen it?
Well, we got a big thumbs up from award-winning producer Ben Cartwright.
I mean...
He said it's a great film.
It's a great
film. It's a great film.
It's a classic. It's a rom-com.
Who's in it? Is it Paul Maher?
Who?
Who?
Him who plays Mall Cop?
No.
No.
Oh, my God. Oh my god!
Plays Mall Cop.
I think I've seen the picture.
I think I've seen
it's a very
the
famous
poster.
Scene.
Yeah,
sat on a bench. On a bench.
No, they sort of stood up in like Central Park.
I'm thinking of is it Shall Hallow?
Shall Hallow.
Shall Hallow.
Shall Hallow.
Shallow Hal.
That's the one I'm thinking.
Shall Hallow. Welcome to Shall Hallow.
That's the ride. That's the ride at Blackpool Pleasure Beach. Shall Hallow. That's a log.
No, it's not that.
Less, let me watch it.
Billy Crystal, Meg Ryan.
So next week we're watching Harry Met...
Harry Met Sally?
So next week we're watching Harry Met Sally. This week we've watched Stuart Little. Let us know what you thought of Stuart Little. Let us know if you'd watched it like me and your opinions have changed, or if you enjoyed it or who you watched it with. Comment on Instagram at Sofa Cinema Club or on Twitter at Sofa Cinema Club. The person that said our social media is shit.
Oh, yeah.
We've taken this very personally.
But seriously, it was shit. It was a bit shit.
We need to try. We need to up it. If you've got any suggestions of what you want us to post, if you want us to do, like, cringy lives,
no,
anything like that.
No, we don't.
But what do they want us to do?
I don't know.
Why is it shit?
Well,
I don't know. That's one person's opinion. We don't have to... It's not great, but it's not shit.
Anyway,
if you want to see Coulson having a nap, or one of us in the
on
shower.
On a time lapse.
On a time lapse. If you want to see his napping day, we'll put that on Insta.
And if you don't think our social media is shit, please go over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star.
And subscribe.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
What's happened there? Mike's fallen. Stand it back up.
We'll see you next week.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.